Hi everyone, my name is Kezia from Tema, the city in Accra, in Ghana, and it's my turn on the top 26 on this and that. I'm really, really happy to be doing this, and I hope you enjoy listening. So, I want to say a very big thank you to Samuel for giving me this opportunity. Yeah, have fun whilst listening. So the first question says, do you think the world will make any progress if technology didn't exist? Well, I think there would be progress, but it will be retarded or slow, if I should say. We all know technology has a lot of positive impacts in recent times. Jobs are created through technology, access to healthcare amongst others. Though people in ancient times lived without technology, their lives would have been much better if technology existed in those times. Yeah, so that's what I think. Moving on, the next question is, what is true friendship like to you? Okay, so to me, true friendship is when you can trust the other person you call friend, like you truly know you can trust that person. I'm saying this because sometimes we just think, oh, I trust this person, so we are good to go. And the person will end up just breaking your trust and disappointing you. But you truly know you can trust that person, in the sense that she really gets to know the person very well before you consider that person as a friend. And also, when that person is there for you, not all the time, but most of the times, you can consider that as true friendship. Not all the time, because we are humans and anything at all can happen. Maybe a time you would want me to be there, I might be going through something difficult, so I might not be there. And you may think, maybe I'm not being a nice friend or a good friend to you. So true friendship, a true friend should be there most of the times, but not all the time. And there should be honesty as well. This modern Ghana is very difficult to find a true friend. So if you already have one, then I would advise you really keep them well. Put out your possible best. Yes. So question 3. How do you explain consciousness? Consciousness is being aware or mindful of your surroundings. Yeah, and that is basically the definition of consciousness. For example, it's like you know of, or you are being told of feminist and everything about that, so it makes you aware of it, or it makes you conscious about it. Or maybe, let's say, things around you, like when you get used to things around you, or you know everything around you, then you are conscious of them, you are aware of them. So you know, if you move to this place, this is what I will see. This is like, yeah, if you get me. So the next question, what is more important, the human body or the human mind? They are both important, but the human mind is more important, because the body cannot function if the mind is not working. The mind controls the body's activities. Yeah, so the human mind is more important. Why do people do things which they know are wrong? This question is... okay, so let me just say something. Maybe people will do things they know are wrong because sometimes some people think if they do that, maybe their reason behind it is good. So maybe if they do it and they explain to you why they did that, you would understand them and accept it. Others to do it to justify an action or something, I don't know, but then I think they just do it just to prove a point. Yeah. So, moving on. Do you believe the way we dress affects the way we think? No. I don't think the way someone dresses affects the way he or she thinks. You can just be wearing any dress. Like, you can wear a short skirt and a normal top and be walking around. It doesn't mean because I've worn a short skirt, I think I'm a prostitute or something. Maybe because of the weather. Maybe the weather is so hot, I can't wear something to cover my whole body. Yeah, so I don't think the way we dress affects the way we think. So, moving on. Who do you consider as family? Family, okay. So, family is from our general religious and moral education studies, from our social studies classes. We all know family is a group of people related by blood, marriage, or adoption. But if you go deeper into it, we understand that family can also be made up of people we live with or we do not live with, people we know. Me, I think family is not only those that are related to us by blood or by marriage or by adoption, or by adoption, but also people we know. Yeah. People we've known for long can also be our family. People we've known for a short while but then do things like people we've known for a long time can also be considered as our family. What role does family play in your life? Okay, my family, they really support me. They are really supportive. Yeah. They advise me, especially my mom. She teaches us a lot of things about life. She supports me academically, financially. Yeah, so my family is really supportive. How often do you set goals for yourself? Well, I don't really set goals for myself. I set sometimes and I just forget to go by them. So I don't really set goals for myself. But then I have goals I know I have to achieve. Yeah, so I think if I'm able to achieve what I want, then I can set more goals for myself. Okay, so question 10. If you won a lottery, would you keep working in your current position? Currently, I'm a student and I'm also learning how to braid. So let's say I'm a student slash braider. If I win the lottery today, I won't stop being a student because I'm left with just 1 year to get my degree. So I won't stop. I'll just finish once and for all. And with the braiding, it's my passion. It's a passion. I love doing it. It's not like I'm doing it for money. But then I love doing it. So if I do it and it will bring me money, then why not? But if I win the lottery, it doesn't mean I'm going to stop. I'll probably use that money to make an investment, open a shop and make people come and work. So that we can get more money. Yeah, I wouldn't stop doing what I do. Okay, the next question. How would you behave if you were the best in the world at what you do? Most people will be pompous. Most people will be all over the place. Like this, I know I can be all over the place if I know I'm best at something I do. And like I'm best in the world, but then I wouldn't make that get in my head. I would, if I'm the best in the world at what I do, let's say braiding, I would love to teach other people my skills so that they can also be best, or they can be better than me. Yeah, me. If I know something, I would love to teach someone. So maybe one day the person can come and work for me or something. Or maybe the person can establish his or her own business or something. So if I'm best in something, I would just love to share my knowledge. So moving on. What or who lights you up? Well, my mother lights me up. My mother does that. Yeah, and she's the best of best. Do you work to live or live to work? I don't work to live because I'm still under my parents' care. So I would say I live to work. What is something you want to achieve before you die? Before I die, I want to visit a lot of countries. I want to take my mother to so many countries for vacations. Yeah. and I want to be a very successful person and well established. I mean, one thing you cannot live without. I can't live without, I don't know, maybe water and air. We all can't live without water and air. But thinking deep, one thing I cannot live without, one thing I cannot, I don't know. I can't say. Yeah. So let's move on. When do you think it's acceptable to disobey the law? I don't think it's acceptable to disobey the law. We know this is the law, so why don't you just abide by it? Why should you disobey it? I don't think it's acceptable to disobey the law anytime at all. The 5 most beautiful things in the world to you and why? The beach. I mean, a clean beach. It's very beautiful to me. Loving someone is also beautiful to me. And I think for now, those two. The next question, what is more important? What you say or how you say it? I think how you say it. Because people can make meanings, like so many different meanings out of one thing that you say. So how you say it can make them maybe get your point or get where you are coming from. So they don't misunderstand you. Do you believe in true love? Of course I do. When you find the right person, you know there's actually true love. But if you are playing around, or if you get a playboy or a playgirl, then you think love doesn't exist. But love really does exist, and it's a beautiful thing. So moving on, what's something you are certain you never experience? I'm certain I'll never experience an earthquake. Yes, or those natural disasters. So let's move on. How would your perfect partner treat you? Well, actually, my perfect partner treats me right. Yes, he treats me right. He respects me. He listens to me. Yeah, and he also advises me. He pushes me to be the very best of myself. What is something you are embarrassed you are so good at? I don't think I have anything like that. So the next question. If you had the world's attention for 30 seconds, what would you say? I would say my mom is the very best mother in the whole world, and I love her so much. If you could speak one word, what would you say? I'll probably say Jesus. Yeah, he's our savior, so if I say it, yeah, it would be the best. So the last and final question, is there an app you hate but still use? I think I hate Telegram, but I use it. I hate Telegram because every time, any day, just anyone will be texting you. People you don't know from anywhere will just be texting you, and you wouldn't know whether you should reply or you shouldn't. But I hate it for that. And I also hate it because way back, someone actually impersonated me. The person took my photos and my name for his or her own account and was pretending to be me. So someone forwarded that to me, and when I saw it, I texted the person to ask who he or she was, but the person was saying I'm you and all those kind of stupid stuff. So I just reported that account. I hate Telegram for all those things, but I use it because I download movies and stuff. Yeah, so I think I'm done. It was nice answering these questions because some of them really made me think far. Some of them I've never thought of, but because of this, I thought about them, and I'm happy I did this. So thank you all so much for listening.